Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today we have a new Instagram post from Ye that's going to kick off a huge new initiative and going to be fascinating to a lot of you, I'm sure, that are still in high school or maybe your first or second year in college. So you can see this text message conversation that Ye posted. And over here, he says, God told me to build the campus. The campus? What's the campus? So this person says, got you, I'm gluing propositions of format together. Would it make sense to do it on the Donda Academy property in Simi Valley? A campus on the Donda Academy property. And Ye responds with, I'd rather move the trees on Young Thug's property. I got 2 Chainz calling the mayor now to launch build Donda University. So there you have it, Donda University, Ye's college. An extension of Donda Academy. Donda Academy, of course, the school that Ye first launched in September of 2021, which it took a second. In 2021, we really didn't see much of the school. We saw the basketball team, the Donda Doves, and how many 5-star recruits they had. But just this last week, we've really seen more photos of the school, kids in the classroom. Jaylen Brown from the Boston Celtics was there visiting and showed off a lot of videos of some of the classrooms and lunch, which was cool to see. But Donda Academy is like an open school with full enrollments. And when they're talking about the academy property in Simi Valley, that's this right here. This is the school. You can see it's the building itself is about 5,000 square feet. And then this is the like acreage. So it's about 3.6, 3.9, I believe I read. So it's a good sized property, but putting like a whole university there just doesn't seem like it could happen unless you're doing like a college that's only handling like 100 students or something and is commute only. But when he's talking about Young Thug's property, what he's saying, referring to is this text from Bari, which is actually a screenshot of an Instagram post that Thug made that said, Kanye West, I got over 100 acres. However many you need, they're yours free of charge on God. So this was in response to Ye talking about how he wants to build a factory or open a Donda store in Atlanta. And Atlanta was the first place. And he said he was talking with 2 Chainz, or the 2 Chainz has the mayor's number. And that's also what he's referring to here. So he's like seriously looking at next steps to put something in Atlanta, whether it's a store, like a Yeezy store, not a Donda store, a Yeezy store, or Donda University. Like Atlanta is the place. And you can see here this just a TMZ story talking about Young Thug to Kanye, use my Georgia land for your Yeezy stores, 100 acres free of charge. So this is something that happened in 2021, actually. Young Thug plans to use newly acquired 100 acres of Atlanta land for homes, music festival, water park. He has named the property Slime City, of course, and has begun working with architects and engineers. So it was actually what a gift. Thug's manager here gifted him 100 acres of land for his 30th birthday. Imagine gifting somebody 100 acres of land. So I think this is Thug on the property, and you can see that there are a lot of trees. So I think that's what Ye was talking about with, like, you know, there's a ton of trees. I'd rather move those, right, and have all that space. So we'll see what happens in the timeline for this. I believe Ye first mentioned Yeezy Christian Academy in 2020. And then we saw in 2021, he bought this property of the school. And then in 2022, we see kids at the school. And now this is the first time he's talked about Donda University. So maybe it's something by this time next year, they're having their first enrollment at Donda University. So if you're a junior or senior in high school or college, your odds of going are slim. But if you're in high school or a first year, second year in college, maybe, just maybe, you'll be able to go to Donda University and see what happens. I mean, I was looking at the Donda website earlier and the curriculum looks cool. It seems very different, and not in like a bad way, but in kind of the Montessori way where you're learning based on project, you're learning based on group. And even some of the photos that Jaylen Brown had posted of what seemed to be classroom experiences, it seems very communal, something that's like action based and oriented in like real world experiences and learning through that direction. Of course, with core curriculum as well, that was something that they stressed on the website, that they have a great core curriculum, but you have this additional content that's rounding out the education and being kind of like the unique approach to education that Donda Academy has. And I'm not saying that in any kind of sarcastic way, but in the way of like, yay, pushing the envelope. Like, I think school systems need to be rethought. And that was one of the things that I agreed with most in terms of Ye's like political platform. When we just talked about running for president, was just education in America has stagnated to the point of being like a mix of basic education and babysitting. And it's just like, we need something better. And there are way better methods than what most school systems do. So I'm excited for anybody challenging the educational system in a smart, coherent, well thought out way, which I think Ye is doing. So that's cool to see. And then bonus, there's this photo from the other day. You can see Ye here did a photo shoot with his kids, right? In the gym. I don't know if it was the gym at Donda Academy, but they were at a gym. There was also a photo shoot for the Doves basketball team. I think that's Sports Authority court. So they're just like in a gym, a Sports Authority gym. But you can see they're all wearing the same outfits, but we're getting Beard Ye. That's like a version of Ye that we haven't seen in a long time. And I feel like Beard Ye is a very much like evolved version of Dad Ye. It just kind of goes well together. So it's nice to see this leveled up Dad Ye, Beard Ye, just having fun with the kids. But it has been a long time since we've seen Ye with a full on beard. But we'll continue to follow progress on this. And I'm sure people in Atlanta, if there is movement on this, will start having some things to say. And it'll be interesting to follow if there is construction that's going on. So stay tuned, you know. That's it for this video. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.